Luxury cars have long been criticised for putting performance ahead of the environment. But Ferrari's California 30 epitomises the company's new philosophy: increased performance while reducing emissions.
On average, we tried to add about 100 horsepower from one model to the next, whilst cutting carbon dioxide by around 30 grams.
In order to do this, the brand has embraced lighter technology and adapted certain methods that's used in Formula One racing. At this factory in Emilia-Romagna, trees have been planted in between the machines to control humidity in the air. And in the coming months, it's expected a hybrid car will be unveiled.
It's a hybrid, yes, but a hybrid Ferrari means we have to work on how to retain energy, for example during braking, and we need to work on using this stored energy not only to reduce energy consumption, but also to enhance the pleasure of driving a Ferrari.
After record sales for the past 2 years, Ferrari's hoping 2012 will be as successful. During 2011, 7,200 Ferraris were sold worldwide, up almost 10% on 2010. And for the first time ever, sales have hit more than 2 billion euros.
Well, we think there are opportunities all around the world. Of course, there are markets where we're more cautious, like Europe, for example. But on the other hand, there are markets where the economy is growing and will continue to grow, like in Asia and China.
Ferrari offers custom-made designs to suit every taste, and demand is strong. Around 98% of clients opt for a tailor-made Ferrari, adding an additional 50% to the cost of the vehicle.